Welcome to Clear Text for Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. I'm Alex Chen.
And I'm Jordan Reeves. So, an autonomous AI agent broke into Hugging Face over the weekend, stole internal datasets and credentials, moved laterally through production infrastructure undetected, and here's the part that should make every CISO's blood pressure spike. When the incident response team tried to use commercial AI tools to do forensics, the safety guardrails blocked their queries. The attacker's AI had no such guardrails. Let that asymmetry sit with you for a second.
We have a packed show today. We're going to dig into that Hugging Face breach because it is genuinely a watershed moment. We've got three critical vulnerabilities that need your attention this morning: Palo Alto Global Protect, SonicWall SMA, and ServiceNow. Russian intelligence is hijacking IP cameras across NATO states for military surveillance, and that has direct implications if you're anywhere near the defense industrial base. Plus, a healthcare supply chain breach, an Oracle EBS exploitation hitting Estee Lauder, and some uncomfortable data about CISO burnout tied to AI pressure. Let's get into it.
Let's start with the vulnerability trifecta, because some of you need to stop listening and start patching. Palo Alto Global Protect first. The Killian ransomware gang is actively exploiting a critical authentication bypass in PAN-OS Global Protect. Arctic Wolf has confirmed in-the-wild ransomware attacks using this. This is your network perimeter. Authentication bypass means they don't need credentials. If you're running unpatched Global Protect, you are exposed to ransomware right now, today.
And this isn't a theoretical proof-of-concept situation. Killian is one of the more operationally mature ransomware groups. They're not experimenting, they're deploying. So if your team hasn't patched, escalate that immediately.
Second, SonicWall SMA 1000. 2-0 days, CVE 2026-15409 and CVE 2026-15410 were being exploited as far back as June 22nd, a full month before public disclosure. Volexity found custom malware on compromised appliances designed for credential harvesting and network traffic interception. Multiple threat actors are involved, including the Inc. ransomware group. This is persistent access on your VPN appliance with traffic capture capabilities. That's about as bad as it gets for a remote access device.
The pattern here is unmistakable. VPN appliances remain the single most targeted class of device on the enterprise perimeter. We've been saying this for 2 years now. If you haven't done a hard reassessment of your remote access architecture, including whether you should be moving to zero trust network access alternatives, this is your signal.
Third one, ServiceNow. CVE 2026-6875, CVSS 9.5. Sandbox escape allowing unauthenticated remote code execution on the ServiceNow AI platform. Diffused Cyber has confirmed active exploitation. Patches are available. ServiceNow is deeply embedded in enterprise workflows, ITSM, HR, procurement, you name it. Unauthenticated RCE on a platform with that kind of access to your environment is an emergency.
Three critical vulns, all actively exploited. All on platforms that are deeply embedded in enterprise networks. If you're a CISO listening to this on your commute, you should be checking with your team on patch status for all three before you walk into the office.
Now, let's talk about the story that I think will define the week. Hugging Face confirmed that an autonomous AI agent system breached their production infrastructure. Not a human attacker using AI as a tool, an autonomous agent operating independently, conducting reconnaissance, moving laterally, exfiltrating data over an entire weekend.
Let's be precise about why this matters at a strategic level. We have spent the last 2 years talking about AI augmented attacks, meaning human operators using AI to write better phishing emails or accelerate exploit development. This is categorically different. This is an AI system operating as the attacker, making decisions, adapting, moving through an environment at machine speed. Our detection and response models are built around human speed adversaries.
And the operational irony is just brutal. The IR team tried to use their own AI tools to analyze the breach, and the commercial safety guardrails on those tools blocked their forensic queries. Meanwhile, the attacking agent had no such constraints. So we've built a world where defensive AI is more restricted than offensive AI. That's not a technology problem. That's a design philosophy problem that the industry needs to confront head-on.
For CISOs, the board question is straightforward. Your threat model now must include autonomous AI adversaries. If your detection stack is tuned for human speed lateral movement, and your mean time to respond assumes a human analyst in the loop, you have a fundamental gap. This isn't a 2028 problem. It's a July 2026 problem.
Shifting to the geopolitical landscape, Dutch intelligence, both the civilian AIVD and military MIVD, published a formal advisory confirming that Russian intelligence services are systematically compromising internet-connected IP cameras across NATO member states and Ukraine. They're using the feeds to monitor military transport routes, weapon shipments to Kyiv, and Ukrainian troop positions.
If you're in the defense industrial base, logistics, transportation, or any critical infrastructure sector that touches military supply chains, this is directly relevant to you. And I want to emphasize the word systematic. This isn't opportunistic. Russian services are treating commercial IP cameras as a distributed surveillance network across allied territory. The cameras on your loading docks, your shipping yards, your facility perimeters, those are intelligence collection points if they're internet connected and poorly secured.
The IoT and OT camera security posture at most organizations is abysmal, and everyone knows it. These devices often run ancient firmware, have default credentials, sit on flat networks, and nobody owns them organizationally. They fall in the gap between physical security and IT security. If you are a defense contractor or logistics provider, this advisory should trigger an immediate audit of every internet-connected camera in your environment. Segment them, patch them, or take them offline.
And for those of you who think this is purely a government and defense issue, think again. Russian intelligence services don't limit their targeting to military facilities. Any camera with a view of a rail line, a port, a highway corridor, or an airfield is potentially valuable. That includes commercial facilities.
The South Korea story is a good companion piece. Unidentified hackers, almost certainly state-sponsored, sat inside South Korea's Diplomatic Academy online education system for 9 months. 9 months of dwell time, exfiltrating personal data on current and former Ministry of Foreign Affairs employees. This is a credential and identity harvesting operation. You steal the PII of diplomats, you build dossiers, you craft targeted operations against them.
9 months undetected in a government system that should have heightened monitoring. The lesson for enterprise CISOs is about auxiliary systems. Training platforms, education portals, HR systems, these are treated as low priority from a security monitoring standpoint, but they hold the same sensitive personnel data as your core systems. Attackers know this, and they target accordingly.
Which brings us neatly to Estée Lauder. They disclosed a breach tied to a vulnerability in Oracle E-Business Suite, specifically their HR operations module. Employee PII was accessed and stolen. Oracle EBS is one of the most widely deployed legacy ERP platforms in large enterprises. If you're running it, especially for HR or finance, you need to check your patch status against known EBS vulnerabilities immediately.
Legacy ERP is one of those perennial risk areas that CISOs struggle to address because of the operational dependencies. You can't just take Oracle EBS offline to patch it, but the Estée Lauder breach demonstrates the cost of deferral. HR systems are treasure troves of PII, and attackers are specifically targeting them through known vulnerabilities in widely deployed platforms.
The Craneware breach is the healthcare story. Edinburgh-based company whose billing software is used by thousands of U.S. hospitals, pharmacies, and clinics. Significant data theft confirmed, potentially exposing patient health and billing data at scale across the U.S. healthcare system.
This is the third-party risk problem at its most acute, a single vendor compromise cascading across thousands of healthcare organizations. If you're a healthcare CISO, you're not just managing your own security, you're managing the risk surface of every vendor in your ecosystem. And healthcare continues to be the sector where supply chain attacks have the most devastating patient impact. The pattern from Change Healthcare onward is clear. Financial and billing platforms in healthcare are high-value targets.
Let me quickly hit the ransomware payment story. Multiple governments are now actively considering legislation to ban ransom payments outright. This would fundamentally change the incident response calculus. No more weighing the cost of paying versus the cost of recovery. Recovery becomes the only option.
If a payment ban materializes, and I think the momentum is moving in that direction, it raises the bar for resilience dramatically. Your backup and recovery capabilities become your entire ransomware strategy. CISOs need to be stress testing recovery right now. Not tabletop exercises, actual recovery drills against realistic scenarios. And your legal team needs to be tracking this legislation closely because the transition period will be chaotic.
Last story before we look ahead. 26% of CISOs are considering leaving their roles due to AI-related job pressure. That's 1 in 4.
This is a governance failure, not a personnel problem. Organizations are deploying AI at speed, pushing accountability for AI risk onto the CISO, and not providing commensurate authority, budget, or headcount. If you're a board member listening to this, and some of you do, understand that burning out your security leadership during the most complex threat environment we've ever faced is a strategic risk to the enterprise. The CISO role needs to be scoped realistically for the AI era, or you're going to lose the people you can least afford to lose.
Looking at the broader picture this week, Alex, I see a theme. The speed gap is widening. Autonomous AI agents attacking at machine speed. 0 days exploited for weeks before disclosure. 9 months dwell time. Cameras compromised systematically across an entire continent. The adversary is operating at a tempo that our current defensive architectures and staffing models were not designed to handle.
Agreed. And the organizational response can't just be more tools. It has to be architectural. Zero trust isn't optional anymore. It's the minimum. Detection needs to operate at machine speed, which means AI-driven defense. But as the Hugging Face incident showed, we need defensive AI that's actually empowered to operate without being hamstrung by its own safety guardrails. That's a hard design problem, but it's the central challenge of this moment.
If I had to give CISOs one action item from today's show, it's this. Go back and look at your environment through the lens of machine speed adversaries. Your VPN appliances, your IoT cameras, your SaaS platforms, your legacy ERP. Ask yourself honestly, would we detect an autonomous agent moving through this environment at 3 a.m. on a Saturday? If the answer is no, that's your priority.
That's the show for today. Show notes and links to every story we covered are at cleartext.fm. I'm Alex Chen.
I'm Jordan Reeves. Patch your global protect. We'll see you tomorrow.